Security forces lobbed tear gas shells as thousands of angry protesters pelted them with stones in Kashmir's summer capital, Srinagar, and nearby towns Thursday. Shops, businesses, schools and colleges shut down and roads were empty. It was the fourth straight day that violent protests have gripped the region. The demonstrations erupted after the state government decided to transfer about 40 hectares of forest land to a Hindu board that organizes an annual pilgrimage to a popular Hindu shrine in Kashmir. The land is to be used to erect prefabricated huts to house thousands of Hindu pilgrims who trek to the Amarnath Shrine, located in a high mountain cave. But protesters accuse the government of trying to change the demography of Muslim-majority Kashmir by building settlements for Hindus. At least three people have died and 100 others injured in the clashes so far. The state's chief minister, Ghulam Nabi Azad, has appealed for peace and has pledged that there will be no construction on the land until the issue is resolved. Azad says he will convene a meeting of all political parties to give everyone an opportunity to present their point of view and to build a consensus. But it may not be easy to find a solution to the contentious issue. The demonstrations in Kashmir have raised tempers among Hindu groups in Kashmir's winter capital, Jammu. A Hindu nationalist group, the Vishwa Hindu Parishad, shut down Jammu city Thursday. It has threatened to block supplies of essential commodities to Srinagar if the government cancels the land allotment for the pilgrims. The pilgrims have been demanding better facilities as they either trek or ride ponies to the Amarnath cave to pray to an ice stalagmite they believe is a symbol of Hindu god Shiv. Kashmir was racked with violence for 15 years as separatist groups and Islamic militants waged a campaign to separate the region from mostly Hindu India. However, the region has been relatively peaceful in recent years. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.